Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm Ginger London. Thank you so much for joining me. We are kicking off our Empower Her series. This is our celebration for National Women's History Month. You know, every year we do something where we celebrate women during the month of March because that's the month set aside to actually celebrate women for their what the contributions that they've made and the contributions that are coming forward. And so every year, Ginger London Ministries and Ginger London Enterprises, along with the Diamond Coaching Academy, we always do something to celebrate women. And so I am excited about that. And so this year, the theme is Empower Her, H-E-R. It's a series that we're going to be doing. Normally, we do it in the form of a challenge. And sometimes we actually interview women and celebrate them, hear their testimonies, their accomplishments, and those kinds of things. This year, we're actually going to do some live radio shows, and all of the shows for the next 15 days will be centered around the confidence makeover for women. And so we're going to be focusing on how do you engage in that transformative journey dedicated to honing in on your strengths, your resilience, your empowerment, for your life, and how do you position yourself so that you can unlock your inner radiance, your embrace your unique power, and write your own chapter in the history of empowered women. And so we're going to talk about different areas each day, and I'm going to give you some daily action steps, some self-reflection questions. There's an uplifting community. If you go to Facebook and join the Gotta Get Myself Together group, you'll get all of the support that you need. But the most important thing is that you'll embark on a journey of self-discovery and growth, emerging with newfound confidence and unstoppable momentum to keep pressing on, you know, to build your confidence as a woman. And so when we do today's show, it's going to be exciting. The exciting kickoff is on the ultimate glow up. We're going to be talking about the confidence makeover. And we're going to be talking about, it's just not about your outer appearance. It's about embracing every inch of who you are and owning it with unshakable confidence. So here's what we're going to be talking about for a few minutes on today's show. We're going to be talking about how to embrace your unique beauty. We're all different. We're not made the same. Even if you're an identical twin, you still have some differences. We're going to talk about how to own your strength. We're going to talk about how to silence that inner critic, that critic that talks to you and tell you what you can do, what you can't do, what you look like, what you don't look like. We're going to be talking also about stepping out of your comfort zone. And then we're going to end it with supporting and uplifting each other, what you need to do to be able to do that. And so as we get right into it, I want to just talk to you a little bit about understanding confidence. And so what is confidence? What does it mean? Is it important in your life? You have a lot of great memories or experiences where confidence wasn't required. So what's the big deal when we talk about confidence? Why do you feel insecure sometimes and confidence at other times? Can you be so confident that people see you as being arrogant instead of being self-assured? So we're going to answer some of these questions to help you improve your self-confidence as a lady, as a woman. So let's talk about what is self-confidence and does it really matter? So you have your idea about what confidence means. To make sure we're all on the same page, let's just look at it, giving it a really hard definition. Confidence is a state of mind. It can directly or indirectly influence your many areas of your life experiences. It involves believing in your abilities and being comfortable with your true self. So it starts this definition off by saying confidence is a state of mind. So that tells me that what we think about ourselves, what we think about what we do, what we think about our gifts, our talents, our abilities as ladies, what we're thinking in our minds is important. As a man thinketh in his heart, which is synonymous with the word mind, so is he. So whatever is going on in your mind, that's what's going to show up in your life. Whatever's going on in your mind is going to show up in your conversation. Whatever's going on in your mind is going to show up in how you hear things in your conversation. It will show up. So, and it directly or indirectly influences many areas of your life experiences, our relationships, our co-working relationships, our friendships, our family relationships, our just how we react with people in the community. Something as simple as at the grocery store, it can influence that. And so it's very important that we dive into this and really get an understanding about what confidence is. So I want you to think about the last time someone asked you a question and you were sure about the answer. There was no hesitation. You knew without a doubt the correct answer. That's the height of confidence. When you could answer it with a lot of assurance, feeling that this is the right answer for this question. I'm confident that I'm saying the right thing, and that you don't have to pull back or withdraw on the inside, thinking, did I say the right thing? Did I do the right thing? Was that correct? No. I want you to think about the last time somebody asked you a question and you were sure about the answer. There was no hesitation. You knew without a doubt the correct answer. That's the height of confidence. So take a minute or two, and I want you to gauge your confidence in various areas of your life. What can you do with ease? What activities or experiences make you less sure you'll succeed? And, of course, we all have some shortcomings or some areas that can be refined and perfected. We have some skills that we can learn if we're trying to do certain things. So we all have some of those areas, all right? So in areas that we can improve, I want you to just gauge it for a minute, the various areas of your life. What can you do with ease? Without any question, what can you do? And then what activities or experience make you less sure you'll succeed? So to improve something, you have to measure it first. You can't improve it if you don't measure it. If you don't assess it, you don't take a look at it, you can't improve it. Tuck away in the back of your mind those situations where you want to feel more confident. What are those areas in your life where you want to feel more confident, right? I want you to think back when maybe depending on the age you are now as you're listening, I want you to think back on when you were younger and maybe the first time you got the nerve up to ask, somebody out on a date, if you're a man, the first time you asked a girl out for a date, or if you're a girl, the first time you actually had to approach a guy, and say something, you may have been thing but confident at that moment. The fear of rejection threatened to render you powerless, but you courageously asked them anyway, right? You did it anyway, regardless of the answer you received the first time that you approached them, you did it with confidence, it improves over time. So it's not something that just happens overnight. It improves over time. So this shows how confidence can change with your experience. So later on in life, you probably became more confident. You knew exactly what to say. You knew how to ask that question. You knew the right things to kick a conversation off with somebody, right? You're sitting at a lunch table in a break room and you're sitting with a coworker, and to make sure that, just a lot of dead weight or silence in the room, sometimes you have to be the one that actually starts the conversation. So are you confident enough where you can start a conversation with a coworker, and know that when you start that conversation, based on how you started, it should go smoothly. Now, you can't control the other person's behavior, but you can start a conversation with confidence, knowing that however you start the conversation, it will always end up in a good way most of the time, all right? So why does confidence matter? right? So you let your defenses, you let down your defenses when you're with people that you care about. They love you for who you are, despite any feelings, any failings you may have. You don't have to be the most confident person with them. Right? When we're with our family members, sometimes we don't have to be the most confident. When we're with our close friends, we don't have to be the most confident person. When we're with some coworkers that we get along well with, you don't have to be that confident, right? So that's when we let our defenses down, and hey, we're a little bit more free when we're around people like that. When you socialize, when you encounter new people, your group may include close friends, or it might be people that you consider acquaintances. Your confidence directs how you act around each other. So it may be, you may be a little bit more protective when you're just around acquaintances, right? So you don't, your guards are not down, and you don't let down your defenses as easily when you're around, when you're not around people that you know personally, right? So when you think about that, you know, I want you to think about how confidence affects that, right? And so when you think about your confidence level, how it affects how you it affects how you engage with maybe your mailman or your mail person, if you want to say it affects how you might affect the delivery person, whether they're from Amazon, FedEx, you name it, your neighbors, the cashiers at your favorite grocery store or your favorite gas station. It affects all of that. So when dealing with people and others, as you move throughout your day, how self-assured are you that you can affect the outcome of each encounter, that each encounter will be at least 95% of the time, it will be a good encounter. When people have an encounter with me, is it a good encounter, especially as women? Because sometimes we have a tendency to be a little bit more shy, a little bit more our self-esteem is not as empowered as it should be all the time. And so sometimes we have a tendency to withdraw and pull back. And we come across as, you know, not assured, not confident. People see us as, oh, well, you know, something's going on with her. They say all sorts of things. But, you know, and that may not be the truth. But the way you present yourself, it indicates that it is actually the truth. So here's why confidence matters in your social interactions. Number one, confidence improves your self-esteem and your self-respect, right? It's all about how you see yourself. It improves your self-esteem and your self-respect. Those are two important things. If your self-respect is low and if your self-esteem is low, people will walk all over you. And every time they do it, instead of you seeing it as people walking over you, you're going to see it as something truly is wrong with you. And that they wouldn't do that if you were a better person. They wouldn't walk all over me if I was stronger, which is true about the stronger part. But sometimes, you know, we have a tendency to not let confidence come to the forefront. And so what happens is the guards that we need to improve our self-esteem and our self-respect and the energy and the spirit that we need to do that, we don't have it because we've allowed ourselves to push it to the back burner. And so then what happens? We get hurt. People walk on us. They say crazy things to us. They do anything. They walk completely all over us. And then now we don't feel as good about ourselves. All right? When we talk about confidence, you're able to set realistic but challenging goals and expectations, right? So if you have confidence, it's not unrealistic if you're in business to want to set a goal to improve your revenue, that you want to see your cash flow improve. That's not unrealistic. Right? That's a challenging goal, but it's not unrealistic. It is a great expectation goal, right? So it's not unrealistic for you to want to see your family life improve. If you're a confident woman, you may need to do some things to help in that. But when you're confident, when you set that goal and establish that expectation, you're going to believe in that goal, in that expectation. You will know beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's okay for you to have a good family relationship. It's okay for you to have a good marriage. It's okay for you to have good friendships. It's okay for you to have good working relationships with people. When your confidence is strong, you're more likely to achieve each goal that you set. More than likely, 98% of the time, you're going to achieve those goals. The other 2%, something may get in the way. But when you're confident and you are pursuing what you want to do in life, no matter what that is, you are literally going to accomplish those goals when you're confident about it. Your confidence inspires those around you, when you're confident, it radiates in off on other people. It shows in your face, shows in your conversation, shows in how you hear things, how you see, your perspective on life. It shows up everywhere. And that radiance of inspires other people around you. They may say quietly to themselves, I want to be confident just like her. I want to be more confident like that. That's what I want to be. I want to be self-assured. I want to be successful like she is. Your confidence will command respect, and people listen when you talk. And that is so true. When you're confident, people will listen when you talk because they'll think that you're very smart, right? And they think that you know a lot, and you probably do. But your confidence will put you in the place where that's how people will actually see you. And your confidence, they help you to socialize more easily. So confidence does matter because it leads to believing you can create your desired life. No matter what stage of life you're in, no matter where you are in your life, in your career, in your relationships, in your friendships, it matters because you can create your desired life. Failure doesn't matter because the confident person sees them as lessons and stepping stones for growth. So failures don't define you. They don't redefine you. They're just things that happened that didn't work out. And you have to pick yourself back up. In some cases, you have to pick yourself up by the bootstrap, and you have to keep moving. You have to shake the dust off, glean what you can, what are the lessons that you need to learn, if there are any, or what things that you need to learn not to do ever again, and keep moving with your life in the same confidence that you were walking in before failure showed up. You have to keep moving in that same confidence. So when you're confident, the world is going to look much more positive, going to look much more beautiful, and much more opportunities will come into your forefront when you're self-confident. It's very important. So the benefits of confidence are virtually limitless. There's so much available to you as a woman when you have more confidence in your life. You give off an invisible energy that draws people to you. And in any social interaction, a confident woman with a confident mindset often leads to a positive experience. So I want you to really think about that. And a lot of times we don't have the confidence that we should have because we have some insecurities that are not dealt with, that have been lingering there for a very long time, that have possibly incapacitated us and has kept us from being the confident woman that we desire to be. And so confidence is the opposite of insecurity. And an insecure woman is an anxious and uncertain about her abilities. That's important for you. An insecure woman is anxious and uncertain about her abilities. Usually when you're insecure, you don't know your self-worth. And I don't care how much people talk to you. They pound it into you. They speak it over you. They pray in for you. They pray it into your life. They pray a prayer for you when you're standing right there with them, all of that. But until you decide to embrace your true wealth, no matter how much people pray, no matter how much they speak over your life, into your life, until you embrace confidence and release insecurity, being insecure, nothing will change for you. And you'll never move into that confident place that you desire to move in. And so let's talk about a little bit about what I wanted to talk about on tonight. So let's look at the areas that we're going to be talking about embracing your unique beauty. So a lot of times when we talk about confidence makeover, and we're talking about the ultimate glow up, right? And it's more than just about your outer appearance. It's about embracing every inch of who you are and owning your unshakable confidence. So when we talk about embracing your unique beauty, no two women are the same. And that's the beauty of it. Whether you rock your curly locks or prefer a sleek style, or whether you are a glam queen or a barefaced beauty, your confidence shines through when you embrace your uniqueness, no matter what. So when I look into the mirror, I have to embrace my uniqueness. I have to embrace my own beauty. I have to be okay with what I see in the mirror. Can we change some things? Absolutely. But I'm not changing them because I feel like if I change it, I'll feel better about myself. I'm changing it because maybe it'll make me look better, but I want to feel good about myself as I'm looking in the mirror. And when I'm looking in the mirror with self-confidence, with a confident mindset, I'm able to look in the mirror and what's going on with my outer appearance. So that's what we're talking about right now, embracing your unique beauty. So when I look in the mirror, when I'm a confident woman, I'm able to look in the mirror with that confident mindset and identify those areas that I need to do something about, something I need to improve without being negative towards myself. So if I got a little gray in there and I'm not ready for the gray yet, I need to make a notation, buy some hair color, right? If something, if I don't like the bushy eyebrows I have, go get my eyebrows arched, right? If there's something about if I don't like my smile, make an appointment to see a dentist. Whatever it is, if I don't like the size I am, then I'm going to need to talk to a nutritionist or somebody who can maybe create a meal plan for me or a workout plan for me so that I can get down, so I can get into the shape that I want to be in. But when I look in the mirror, I'm not beating myself up, calling myself names, speaking negatively over my own life with a confident mind. I can look into that mirror, appreciate who I am, recognize my own beauty, and then identify if I need to change anything or want to change something. I can identify those changes without impacting my self-esteem, right? I can look at it, decide what those changes are without beating myself up. So embrace your unique beauty because it's going to be very important to you. Then own your strengths, right? We're all gifted, we're all talented, and we all have strengths that make us unstoppable. We all have some unique strengths and talents and abilities that makes us unstoppable as women. So whether it's your knack for problem solving, your compassion for others, or your killer sense of humor, owning your strengths amplifies your confidence and sets you on the path to success. Your strengths. Recognize what your abilities are. Recognize your talents. What are you gifted in? Recognize that. Don't push it under the bundle trying to hide it, you know, because you don't want people to think you're, arrogant or cocky or conceited, you know. No, the Bible says that your gift will make room for you. What that means is when people know the area that you're gifted in, when they know what you can do, when they know about your abilities, they open up the door that of the big room that you are supposed to be positioned in, right? It can't make room for you if you don't say something. Can't make room for you if you're not walking in it. Can't make room for you if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. If you're not using your abilities, using your skill set, using your gifts, then there's no room that's going to open up for you. It doesn't mean, like a room we're sitting in or you're walking in. It means, hey, a room where your gifts and abilities are going to be appreciated and also monetized, period. That's what it means. And the more you do what you're supposed to do, somebody's going to recognize you. Some people will recognize you. And it goes on to say, and it'll bring you before great men, right? There are people who are walking in their gifts and their abilities and their talents, and they're right where they're supposed to be. And there are some women who are sitting back knowing their gifts and talents and abilities and what they should be doing, and they're focused on the wrong thing. They're not walking in their fullness. They're not walking in their assignment in the earth. And so therefore, they have not walked in the doors, and they have not walked into the room that the gift is supposed to make for them, because no one knows that they're able to do that, that they're capable of doing those things. So own your strength. Silence the inner critic. So it's time to banish those negative thoughts that's holding you back. A confident makeover means silencing the inner critic and replacing self-doubt with self-belief. Trust in your abilities and watch as you conquer new heights. You have to get the courage to silence that inner critic. It's that old tape that keeps playing over and over and over again. It's that one failure that devastated you that you can't let go. You keep holding on to it. Keep repeating the history of it. Keep saying it over and over again. It's that one comment that somebody made to you that shattered your emotions. And for some reason, you just cannot seem to get past that comment. And so over and over and over again, it plays in your mind and it hinders you from experiencing the life that God intends for you to experience because you can't seem to silence the critic, the inner critic. You must silence the inner critic. Don't allow the critic on the inside of you to tell you who you are. Pray for God to deliver you from that so that you can hear what the voice of God is saying to you about you. He says you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that he knows all about you, all the way down to the intricate, delicate parts of who you are. So in your secret closet, you need to go before God and ask him to deliver you, get that inner critic, that voice out of your mind, out of your spirit, out of your life, because it's hindering you from moving in what God has called you to do. Then stepping out of your comfort zone, if you're excited about growing as a woman in your life, this is it right here. So growth happens outside of your comfort zone. A lot of times we like to stay boxed in to the area that where we are. We stay boxed in, you know, in everything that we do. We have a daily routine that repeats itself for years and years and years. We do the exact same thing every year at the same time. So it's time to come out of that comfort zone and make a confidence makeover. And when you do that, it's going to encourage you to take that leap. You're going to launch out into the deep. You're going to launch away from that comfort zone. And whether it's something you're trying new, or if you're speaking, maybe you're invited to speak at a meeting or in front of people, or maybe you're pursuing a passionate project, that confidence is going to propel you forward. That's what it's going to do. And as a woman, you know, especially in today's time, we're living in a time period where women are advancing and doing a lot of things in the earth, than more so than a long time ago, you know, just back in the, even back in the 50s and 60s, you know, and even some of the 70s era, you know. But today for sure, with this digital online, with everything that we're doing on the internet, the digital platforms that we can use to create things for ourselves, you know, so there's a lot more available today than in the past. What has to happen? You have to embrace your strengths, embrace your gifts, your talents, and your abilities, and figure out what it is that you're supposed to be doing with your gifts, talents, and abilities, and you got to step forward and start doing it. It may be in your career. It may be launching a new business. It may be starting a nonprofit organization. It may be something that you do in the community that's going to change people's lives and impact them in a special way. Whatever it is, in order for you to do it, you're going to have to step out your comfort zone. And in doing that, you're going to have to embrace what your gifts, talents, and abilities are, and you're going to have to move forward in that. And so it's important that you do that. And so when we talk about that, that means stay where you are. We're still at the top of a new year, but you can't stay where you are. So this time next year, you should be so much further along, having done way more by this time next year than where you are right now. If you're in the same spot next year, something happened. So you have to reassess that and figure out what's keeping you stuck in that place. And then supporting and uplifting each other as women. So let's face it, we have to help each other move up. We have to help each other grow. We have to help each other move forward. So when we're talking about a true confidence makeover, isn't just about your own personal growth. It's about empowering our fellow women to grow too. So together we rise higher and we shine even brighter. Two are better than one. The word says that because when one labors, the other one can enjoy the fruit of that labor. Right? Two are better than one. If one falls, the other one is there to pick them up. So don't do this thing on your own. Don't be an island. Go to an island, you know, just me and Jesus, that kind of mindset. That's not the right mindset. So we are created for a relationship with God, and we're created for a relationship with each other. Find other strong women that you can embrace in your life, do things with, just have coffee and talk about different subjects, you know, put them on the table, you know, create a little bowl or something. And somebody pull out, what's the next topic? You know, like they do on the talk shows, you know, find a group of women that you can have a talk show at the house with. And that's how you, number one, improve communications. And it's also how you build strong relationship. And you get to experience how other people see things and compare it to what your perspective is and see if you can come up with a perspective that is wholesome for you, right? And that is holy for you. You know, sometimes we miss out because we don't give people a safe zone to talk, or we don't give them a safe place where they can express their feelings about certain topics without feeling like they're going to get bashed if they say it. So when I, you know, my girlfriends and I, we have that safe zone. We can go to a restaurant conversation and throw out different topics, and everybody gets to share what they feel about that topic. And even if somebody else disagrees with it, it's no huffing and puffing and all that kind of stuff. We just talk it through, right? We just talk it through. There's probably some element of truth in everybody's position. And so we talk it through and we weigh it out. And if we finally get to, hey, we just have to disagree on this one, you know, that's the way it is. But you have to learn to have wholesome, healthy conversations so that you can grow and the other person can grow as well. All right. So I want you to get ready for this Confidence Makeover Challenge. I want you to get ready for the next 14 days that we're going to be spending together. I want you to embrace your uniqueness. I want you to own your strengths. I want you to silence that inner critic, step out of your comfort zone, and lift each other up every step of the way. It's going to be, I want you to become a confident, unstoppable woman that you were meant to be, so that you can move forward in life and be okay with where you are and what God wants you to do. And so I'm excited about it. I hope you are excited as well. Remember, we're not all the same. So that means that we have different life experiences. We got different backgrounds we're coming from. So when we're working with each other and encouraging each other and pushing each other to move forward, remember, we're not all from the same plate, right? And we're not all from the same background. So we have to give each other room to grow. And we have to understand that some people had some childhood experiences that just was traumatic. And they are still to this day trying to come out of the struggle and the aftermath of those childhood experiences. And so we have to extend grace to people, right, as they're growing. Even as they're growing as an adult, extend grace, embrace them, love on her, you know, on that person, because you never know what a person in their childhood, what they grew up with, what they saw, maybe what happened to her. You know, just extend some grace for that. We don't all come from the same opportunities. We don't all have the same educational backgrounds. We don't all have the same work experience. We don't all have the same family, type of family that's speaking encouragement over us. Some people, all they hear all day long is negative comments from their family members. And so when you run across a lady like that, just extend her some grace and pray that she would have an experience of a confidence makeover, and that God will send people into her life that's going to speak to her, encourage her and help her to strengthen her inner man, so that her spirit, she can become strong as a woman and embrace the makeover and embrace confidence. And for some people, it's going to take just a little bit longer than other people. But don't mind that. Just keep praying and keep speaking words of encouragement over that person's life. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Thank you so much for joining me on today. This is day one, the Confidence Makeover for Women Challenge. We have 14 more days to go. So keep posted. If you're on the email list, we'll send you an email each day telling you about the time and what the topics are, what the topic will be for each day. If you're on social media, stay connected. We're also going to post there. God bless you, everybody. Take care. Have an awesome, awesome kind of rest of your evening. I'm Ginger London. Thank you so much for joining me. God bless you.